Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's get into this. If I can, I want to start with something that I saw this morning, and I'm going to tie this all in to an experience that we have coming up. So I think by now we all know that Queen Elizabeth passed away. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's changes that are being made now that she's no longer living, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the things that's interesting is that, you know, the British Empire and, you know, is even though they're not in full control of the a lot of these colonies that they had, they still are under the rule. Sean actually talked to us about that when we interviewed him at Art Basel last year. Mm-hmm. So I believe Jamaica is still under the rule of Britain. Yep. It's like 13 countries. Yeah.
Canada, Australia, New Zealand.
So they got to change their money because they have the Queen's face on the money. So now they have to change their money. It's a whole
yeah, King thing. Charles will be on it now.
Yeah, yeah. King Charles III. So yeah. One of the things that's interesting is, you know, it's always some money involved in this whole situation. So Business Insider reported that King Charles has inherited, I believe I'm saying this correctly, I hope I'm not missaying it, the Duchy of Lancaster Estate. And that is valued at $750 million. Now, he inherited that from Queen Elizabeth. Now, what's interesting about this is that there's no inheritance tax on the estate due to a rule introduced by the UK government in 1993 to guard against the royal family's assets being wiped out if two monarchs were to die in a short period of time. Mm-hmm. Now, the Duchy estate generated an income of $27 million last year for the Queen. Mm-hmm. And to put it in perspective, the estate has 45,000 acres, and it consists of land, holdings, buildings, commercial real estate across the UK, and you know, a luxury hotel, the Savoy Hotel. So what's interesting about this is that under normal circumstances, there's a 40% tax on property over $337,000 in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
But being that it's being passed down from royal to royal, there's no tax on property valued at $750 million. And the crown, as they call it, the crown, which is the royal family, has an estimated net worth of $30 billion, which properties
that's
include
low.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's low, but you know, yeah, that's what's reported,
estimated,
with properties including Buckingham Palace and Windsor Castle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So this is interesting on a variety of levels because, you know, when we talk about politics, once again, this ties it into, you know, Stacey Abrams' conversation with her. When you talk about politics and you talk about, you know, estate tax and when you talk about, you know, inheritance and mm-hmm. you're talking about legacy, this all comes into play. And, you know, a lot of times people aren't even fully educated on the royal family. Shout out to our guy, Dio. And he took us to the House of the Lords when we were in London. And he gave us a full education where he was like, you know, the royal family still has a lot of power.
Absolutely.
And, in their government, they have the House of Lords and they have the House of Commons. It's similar to kind of like Congress and the House of Representatives. And then you have the Prime Minister. So
Senate and House of Representatives.
What did I say? Congress?
Yeah.
The Senate and the House of Representatives. So you have the House of Lords and you have the House of Representatives and you have the Prime Minister. And the Prime Minister actually meets with now will be the King every single week. So they still hold a lot of power in the government, even though, you know, they're not in full control, but they have a lot of influence, a lot of power. And things like this just go to show you, you know, it's extremely interesting to see you know, how different rules are put in place. And from my understanding, if she has other assets as well, mm-hmm. and if those assets aren't passed down to members of the royal family, then it's taxable. So the only way that it avoids being taxed is if it's passed down to royal family. Yeah. So this is education just in life in general, how important family is, right? Mm-hmm. Like in the structures and put in place to preserve the worth, to preserve the wealth and to keep it in family. And there's an incentive to keep it into the family and not give it to somebody else. Like this is a deeper conversation that, you know, we can have one day. But it's interesting. Yeah. So what's your thoughts on this situation?
I mean, you just laid it out pretty perfectly, but on top of it, so Charles gets the estate, right, at Lancaster, but now his son, who will be the future king, he gets the Cornwall estate, which is valued at $1 billion. So, like, think about that. Like, yep. He had that estate, now he passes it down to his son. We talked about the assets. This is another piece of it, too. I think in 1701, they put in law that they couldn't sell the assets. And so they just have to keep accumulating them, but to keep them from being taxed, they just keep passing them down. So they really can't sell them. They just have them. But as they have them, this is like when we're talking about long term, mm-hmm. think about since for over, what is this, 3 centuries now, right? Yeah. Since that was put into place, the value of these assets just keep increasing and increasing, increasing. And who knows, right? By the time Prince William's son becomes king, he may say, like, you know what? Maybe we should be able to sell some of these assets, right? So
they won't let him.
I'm sure they won't, but yeah. Like, I mean, he'll be the ruler at some point. So you never know. I mean, but it's just interesting when we're talking about, like you said, estates and how people are keeping things in line. This is a prime example of it.
Yeah. Three things for me. It brings me back to that quote from Medici, money to get power, power to keep control, and money. So the acquisition of assets, money, things is one thing, but if you don't have the political persuasion, be in power to protect those assets and kind of put the rules in your favor. So like even in basketball, everyone knows if like you're the number one player in the NBA, at some point the commissioner may say, hey, he gets a few more free throws than maybe James Harden would down the stretch, right? And people are like, I'm not even touching them, but it's LeBron, or in the 90s it was Michael. So as you accumulate these assets, you have to then, because we have to look at all of this as a supply chain once you get to that top tier, you have to look at how you can use your money to then influence the political structure to then lean in your favor. Number two, we have to have a conversation one day about planning for 100 and 200 year cycles and not thinking of 20 or 30 years. So when I'm saying, hey, hold a stock for 30 years, that sounds crazy. But if you look at what they've done, as you said, they've been holding these properties for over 300 years and having to roll them over. So even in venture firms or angel investment, you have a 5-year lockup period. You may have invested in a tech startup that delivers groceries and year one and two not be great, but year five, you're exiting with 600%. Let's look at what that overall return has been over the last 100 or 300 years for the family. And we have to put similar plans in place for us. So yeah, it's a very interesting story. But, and for all everyone who says it's not fair, I totally agree. But this is why it's important that we have an investment strategy collectively that we all can use so we can put these rules in our favor together as a community.
Yeah, for sure. Well, speaking of the royal family in London and all of these things, we have something that is extremely monumental planned for the United Kingdom, for Europe, and for the world. The Royal Albert Hall is not only the most prestigious venue in London, and it's one of the most prestigious venues in Europe, and it's not in the world.
In the world,
it's not just called Royal Albert Hall for no reason. I believe it was Queen Catherine who built it for her son, who was Prince Albert, and it's kind of hard to explain the significance of the Royal Albert Hall if you're not from the UK. But it is extremely, extremely hard venue to get. Some of the biggest artists in the world have never performed at the Royal Albert Hall. It's an immaculate, structure. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be able to make history on Halloween on October 31st to bring financial literacy to London and do a show at Royal Albert Hall. I think is something that I don't think people have a full appreciation of. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most impressive things that we've been able to do so far. And that's saying a lot, because we've done a lot of impressive things.
I would argue, you said musicians, but some of the greatest entertainers, comedians, have never even walked foot in this. They haven't been allowed to. So to understand that where we're coming from and what we're doing, the mission that we're on to be in it, it's historic in itself. Like I agree. It's probably one in the top two or three things we've ever done.
Yeah, royal. It will be very royal, the whole situation, the whole vibe.
Keyword.
Royal regalia.
Regalia, yes.
And I encourage you.
Time out, give me a pal. Give me regalia. Damn,
I encourage everybody to come dressed accordingly.
Please.
Dressed accordingly, dressed as you're going to a royal banquet, because you are. And
Regal.
Yes. And, life-changing information is always going to be there. 19 Keys, Ian Dunlap, Wall Street Trapper, mm-hmm. Earn Your Leisure, Patricia Bright, amongst others.
Stay tuned.
You know how we do.
this is going to be one of the ones, man. And I'm extremely humble. Shout out to Tape London for putting this together for us. And I just encourage every single person in the United Kingdom, every single person in Europe, every single person all over, and every single person in America to get there.
Please come.
Go to our website, click the InvestFest Euro tab, mm-hmm. and get your tickets.
And I'll say this really quickly. You guys come in. I'm honored for you guys to come. But don't think that you're doing this for our benefit, especially if you're a business person. You're doing it for your benefit. Because if you're getting a chance to build potentially some business internationally, you're going to have a leg up on your competitors in the United States of America. So sometimes people are like, it's a lot of events. I don't know if I should go. But if you don't have a chance to meet people in person that can 5X, 10X, 50X your business, what are you going to do? Post on social all day while the algorithm's being throttled? I saw Cardi going off the other day about it. So please come.
Saw that.
Invest Fest Euro is going to be great. Please. And yes, I will be minimum 3-piece suit. So come in your best. Dress like you at the Grammys. Yeah.
Yeah. So, get your tickets now. You can go to our website, go to InvestFest Euro tab, and we're gonna have a bunch of surprises. And this is be all new information. Everywhere we go, we give new information relevant to the community that we're at. in Europe. Last time we were there, it was a networking event. It wasn't an event, it was a networking event. This will be a full-fledged production. Mm-hmm. Not an event, it will be a production motion picture.
Mm-hmm.
The highest level of integrity will be carried out, and stage performances, musical performances, it'd be a vibe, man. So
yeah.
And I'll be
And I'll be exclusively talking about the UK stock market, even tying into the passing of the Queen. Even though the British pound has been falling technically since 2008, I have noticed all year, and especially the week of our passing, the volume in 6B, which is the British pound future, there was a lot more volume in that market as well. So I will be talking about how to trade in the European market, British pound, British euro. I got a special presentation that somebody else are going to do together. Cannot wait. It's never been done before.
Never been done by anybody in history. So
please arrive early.
Please don't miss the moment.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.